At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
This is an NBC News special report. Here's Savannah Guthrie.
Hi, everybody. Coming on a bit early this morning with breaking news, a big development in the 2024 presidential race. NBC News has learned this morning that Nikki Haley will announce today she is dropping out of the race after Donald Trump's near sweep of the Super Tuesday states. That move makes Trump the apparent Republican nominee and sets up a rematch in November with President Biden. NBC's Garrett Hake joins us. He covers the Trump campaign there in Mar-a-Lago this morning for us. What have you heard?
Well, Savannah, Donald Trump will have perhaps 2 weeks to go to lock down the necessary delegates to confirm that he will be the Republican nominee. But with no one left in this Republican field but him, it's a clear path now between Donald Trump and that 2020 rematch. Now, a source familiar with her thinking this morning says Nikki Haley will not immediately endorse Donald Trump, and that could pose a problem for the Trump campaign in the longer term. The Trump campaign long viewed Haley's high watermark as her second place showing in New Hampshire, but the consistent 30 or 40% of Republican electorate choosing to support her instead of the functionally incumbent president, Donald Trump, is a kind of warning sign that they will have to address in the general election. The ball appears to be in Donald Trump's court, whether he chooses to seek out an endorsement from Nikki Haley. She had made clear on Meet the Press this weekend that she no longer felt bound by the pledge she made last year to endorse the Republican nominee, suggesting that the message she was getting from her voters and that she was taking back to the rest of the country is that so many people in the country were unsatisfied with a Joe Biden-Donald Trump rematch. She wanted to be a vehicle for that dissatisfaction. But Savannah, this morning, she will be leaving this race and that rematch will be upon us.
All right. Garrett Hake up early with us. Thank you. I want to turn to NBC's senior Washington correspondent, Hallie Jackson, who's with us now. You know, Nikki Haley did not get the results she wanted last night or any time along this primary season. But when you look into the numbers, she did have upwards of 40% of the vote in some states, hit 30% in some of the states yesterday. There is a not insignificant sliver of the Republican Party that isn't wanting to vote for Donald Trump. Is that an opportunity for Biden? What does Trump have to do to win those people over?
So potentially it's an opportunity for Biden. We'll see if the former president makes overtures to try to win over that Haley slice of the electorate here. So far, we have seen him go after her on his Truth Social platform over the course of the last couple of weeks with very personal insults. Last night, he didn't mention her at all. But what's also interesting here, even in some of these ruby red states, Savannah, where former President Trump did extremely well, the vote for Nikki Haley was not zero. To your point, it was like 20 to 40%. So the question becomes, of that slice of the Republican electorate, how many of them might go and vote for President Biden in a general election? How many of them might go and vote for former President Trump? We don't have like an amazing sense of the numbers, but we think roughly half, if you look at some of the exit polling out of Virginia. That said, you had some Democrats, we think, voting in some of those more moderate places like Northern Virginia, where Nikki Haley didn't do so badly. So I think that's still a question as we move towards a general election. But the big news this morning, and listen, we're talking about it, we are in really the general election, what is effectively the general right now.
We're in the general election that many, many voters have told you out on the trail, have meant that this is the that these are the two candidates they least wanted to see.
That's right.
And yet here we are. Things have changed since 2020. The Biden campaign talks a lot about, well, remember, you all counted us out for dead back in 2020.
Sure.
We came back. But things are different. He's the incumbent now. There's baggage that comes with that. And polls are showing he's actually lost some of his core support where Trump has held on to his.
And that's a big difference here from 2020. When you look at the polling, the general election polls, and again, it is early, but in some of these head-to-head matchups, President Biden trails. That is not a dynamic that we saw last go-round. Now, the Biden campaign is out this morning saying, listen, it's still close. It's not like anything's showing a blowout here, and you can kind of cherry-pick and see ones where maybe the president's doing slightly better than former President Trump. That's a big difference. The other piece of it, and listen, former President Trump is running like an incumbent himself, right, 4 years ago. the issues at play here. You look at something like immigration. That has become front and center for voters. We see it again and again. They say it's just as important to them as the economy, which has always been a driver. And then, of course, abortion access, reproductive rights. Democrats knew that that was going to be something that could maybe propel them to do better than expected in the midterms in 2022. They're hoping to see that again come November.
Well, great news for us. We have about 9 months to discuss all of it. Hallie, thank you so much. We're going to have a lot more just ahead on today. We're streaming on NBC News Now. I'm Savannah Guthrie in New York. This has been an NBC News special report.